Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says today that the legislative session that just ended has improved the state's financial situation. The Democratic governor says he's proud lawmakers in his party passed a budget that was balanced and did not raise taxes. Malloy's first budget as governor in 2010 included tax increases that he said were necessary to straighten out the state's finances. With an eye towards the upcoming gubernatorial election, Malloy pledged not to raise taxes if reelected.
We did it in a crisis period of time. Now it's time to manage. I'm very proud that the spending increases that my administration has produced now over 4 years substantially lower, less than half of what my predecessors did over a 20-year period of time.
Republican House Minority Leader Larry Cafaro told reporters he thinks Malloy would raise taxes since he's already done it before.
And that was raise taxes $1.8 billion. And we've had the benefit of that excess revenue for 3 years. That's 5.4 additional billion dollars he's had in the coffers, and we're still facing that deficit. That's why he's not going to keep that promise.
Cafaro criticized the Democrats' budget, saying it omits tens of millions of dollars so it can appear on paper to be balanced.